time. And these are the Desperados on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah, I just snuck in that legal ID just under the legal limit. Anyway, we've passed the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. If you haven't guessed, I changed up the talk break bed. It's Matthew Childs and the Warblers and the Warbler. I get it off the compilation Strum and Mental Part 3 on the Link Records label. It was originally released on the Rulu label, unknown date. This will be my backing track for the next couple of weeks. Anyway, let me tell you what I just played this last set of the first hour. Here, the Little Boy Blues, originally released on the Ronco label in 1966. A track called The Great Train Robbery. I got off the compilation, Oh Yeah, The Dunwich Records Story. Came out in 1991 on Sundazed. Well, that the Sonics channeling the Rolling Stones were channeling Rufus Thomas. And Walking the Dog. Got that off the LP, Here Are the Sonics, reissued in 1998 by Norton! And then but it was originally released on the Etiquette label in 1965. Before that, the Underdog Theme. Before that, the Revlons, a track originally released on the Reprise label in 1964. I got off the compilation Girls on 45 Volume 2. Before I forget, the name of that track was About or After Last Night. Then we kicked off the set with the Tour Keys and Shake a Tail Feather. Originally released on the Hideout label in 1965. I got the compilation Friday at the Hideout. Came out in 2001 on Norton. There we go. That was a right Norton. Anyway, 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Locally, 781-350-3264. Yeah. And if you want to donate to WMFO, you can go to the website and click on Donate up at the top of the page. Apparently, people have had trouble. I also have a link to the donations page on the Desperate Hours Facebook page, the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. If you already like the show, great. Try and donate. If you don't like it yet, like it. And then donate. It's also on the event page that I make for every show. So check that out. Over the independent Union Square, Jason Thornton will be slinging vinyl in John Funky's place from 10 to 2. So check that out, because John Funky will be down at the A Night of Curated Vintage down at the Garment District in Cambridge. And actually spinning right now as we speak. He'll be there till 9 o'clock, so check it out. Anyway, that's that. There's other things coming up. There is at the Cantab, the Boston Dyke March Punk Benefit. That's at the Cantab in Central Square tomorrow night with the Knockups, Gravel, and C.E. Skidmore and Youth Decay. That's the Boston Dyke March Punk Benefit. There's also the Cheese Fest in Somerville at 1 o'clock at the Armory on Saturday, and the Fluff Fest, as it happens every year, in the Union Square Plaza at 3 o'clock. That's all on Saturday. Anyway, we're going to get into the second hour of this show, where I'll be presenting this week's song that everybody knows, and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours. We'll be right back.
Roses are red, my love. Yeah.
Yeah! after dark. Yes, all in moments,
moments,
sweet and tender. The moments we'll be sharing won't be stolen anymore. Yes, stolen moments,
moments,
sweet and tender.
This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Oh, you need pop, pop, pop to make a puffer nutter. Marshmallow pop and lots of peanut butter. First you spread, spread, spread your bread with peanut butter. Add marshmallow fluff and have a fluffer nutter. When you enjoy, joy, joy your fluff and peanut butter, you're glad you have enough for another fluffer nutter.
at 7:24 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. The station wants you to know that getting free information about diabetes just got easier. Call the National Diabetes Education Program at 1-888-693-NDEP or click www.yourdiabetesinfo.org. This is a public service announcement of the National Diabetes Education Program and the Sugar Daddies here at WMFO in Medford. Yeah, unless you think I'm making fun of diabetics, I am one. Lighten up. Anyway, let me tell you what I just played. You're Lyman Seibel featuring a young Warren Zevon and Follow Me, originally released on the White Whale label in 1966. I got off the compilation, the Nuggets Box, came out in 98 on Rhino. Before that, the Druids, the Girl Can't Take a Joke. I got off of the recently released box set, Looking Stateside. Came out this year, earlier this year, on the RPM label. Originally released on the Select label in 1965. Before that, Sharon from 1961. No last name, just Sharon. And On Top of Spaghetti. She must have been there with her whole fourth grade class. Came out on the Versatile label. Before that, the Marshmallow Fluff Spot. From the mid-60s, just a reminder, at 3 p.m. on Saturday, the 24th, the Fluff Festival, the annual Fluff Festival, takes place on Union Square Plaza. So check that out. And before that, the Torquays did Stolen Moments. Actually, that was a major label release. Came out on Colpix in 65. And they were kind of that Columbia, Cold Gems, kind of all type of, you know, all tied in, RCA and whatnot. Stolen Moments came out on Colpix in 65. I got off the compilation, Garage Beat 66, I'm in Need. Came out in 2005 on Sundays. And then before that, this week's song that everybody knows, I Think We're Alone Now, by Tommy James and the Shondells. Finally, an old piece of vinyl, it sounded decent. That came out in 67 on Roulette. And then we kicked off the set with the Savages. Track released on the Duane label, 1965. And Roses Are Red, My Love. I got off the compilation, Garage Punk, Unknowns Power 1, the CD version. Came out on Crypt many, many years ago. About 35 minutes will be the lounge with Danny and Stephanie. Patty had car trouble. Anyway, what are you going to do? You got me for another 35 minutes, or 33 minutes, actually. I misread the clock. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Want to get a hold of me between shows to send that ID I've been begging for about the past year and a half? You can email me at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. If you're on social media, and admit it, you are, particularly Facebook, head over to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. Anyway, this week is the start of the new schedule. So thanks to the E-Board for keeping me on here. I appreciate it. Meanwhile, you know, two more sets. These are the Desperate Hours.
Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Oh, Howdy, hi. This is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Time. We've passed the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah, let me tell you what I just played. You heard the XLs, a track released on the Coral label in 1966. I got off the compilation 60s Rebellion Volume 1 and Like a Dream. Before that, got Bob Gaddy from 1960 on the Old Town label, did Early One Morning. For that, the Pastels off the compilation, Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns, Volume 7 and 8, and originally released on the Century label, 1965, How Many Nights? And we kicked it off with the Roaches, a track originally released on the Springfield label, 1964. The track was called Someone with a Heart. I got off the compilation, Aliens, Psychos and Wild Things, Volume 2, came out on Arcania International right around the turn of the century. Coming up in about 19 minutes will be The Lounge with Danny and Stephanie. Stick around. Meanwhile, let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Rain on me. 88.
How long has it been since you've held a pretty young girl in your arms? The naughty stewardesses would like to take care of your problem. Fly first class with the naughty stewardesses, the cutest, curviest, most caressable hostesses who will ever take care of you. If you're past 40, Debbie's for you. She likes older, more experienced men. If you're young with hot plans, check Jane. If a groovy soul sister's your dish, beautiful Barbara more than fills the bill. And for those way out scenes, don't miss Margie. Everything turns her on. The naughty stewardesses are what you think they are, and more. Each one is a piece of class. Come and meet the naughty stewardesses. You'll love their takeoff. All new, in color, rated R for adults.
If Mom and Dad were here.
get you off my mind. Are you girl any boy want to find for himself and nobody else? You make me feel so lonely inside. When I see you, you run and hide from me. I can't seem to get you off my mind. You're the girl any boy want to find for himself and nobody else.
And they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda, couldas, and never was from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile. Steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs for 2 hours from 6 to 8 p.m. each and every Thursday evening here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, let me tell you this last set of the evening. Just heard the Midnights and Why, originally released on the Style label in 1966. I got off the compilation One Hand in the Darkness. Before that, the Counselors played I'll Be Your Man. I got off of Pebbles 23, originally released on the Omega label in the Netherlands in 1965. Before that, the Grand Prix. A track that was originally released as part of a compilation on the Vault label in 63. I got off the reissue of Hot Rod City. Came out in Sundazed and Going 88. The Hands of Time before that did Midnight Rider from the Wild Angels. Soundtrack came out in 1967 on Tower. The Sons of Joseph before that did Help Yourself, It Won't Rain on Me. I got off of Psychedelic Crown Jewels Volume 2. Originally released on Richard Joseph Music in 1968. And we kicked off the set with a previously unreleased track recorded in 1965 for the Jordan label and Help Yourself Baby. The name of the artist was The Beachcombers. Anyway, and I got that off the compilation Northwest Battle of the Bands Part 3. Part 4. Anyway, I gotta go. My name is Alex. Pleasure's mine. I'll probably have trainees on next week, and maybe the show will sound better. Anyway, my name is Alex. Pleasure's mine. Take care.